معنى السلفية المفهوم الصحيح للإسلام، المنهج الذي كان عليه السلف.
I would like to take a brief look at the firmness and the resolution and the certainty of one of the female companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is Sumayya bin Qubbah, the mother of Ammar.
Alhamdulillah, الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما مزيدا. أما بعد، my talk today is concerning following in the footsteps of the Sahabiyat, the female companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And no doubt this is a very beneficial topic and a very important topic, especially for the times that we live. Because we are living in a time where there are many trials and tests on a daily basis. But this is something that we should expect and not be surprised about. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. The people think that they will be left alone to say that we believe and that they will not be tested. وَلَقَدْ فَتَّنَّا الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. And indeed we tried and tested those who came before them. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla says what means, and certainly we tested those who came before them, and Allah will make it known those who are truthful, and He will certainly make it known those who are lying. With regards to the female companions and the companions in general, the Sahaba of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they are the best of generations. خَيْرَنَا قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. The best generation, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is my generation and then those who follow them and then those who follow them. And there is a beautiful narration from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, which is authentic, that he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ نَظَرَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ. Verily Allah looked at the hearts of the servants. فَوَجَدَ قَلْبَ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ خَيْرَ قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ. And he found that the heart of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was the best of hearts. فَاصْطَفَاهُ لِنَفْسِهِ. And he chose and selected Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for himself. فَابْتَعَثُوا بِرِسَالَتِهِ. And he sent him with his message. ثُمَّ نَظَرَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ. And then Allah Azza wa Jal, He looked at the hearts of the servants. بَعْدَ قَلْبِ مُحَمَّدٍ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَوَجَدَ قُلُوبَ أَصْحَابِهِ خَيْرَ قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ. And he found that the best of hearts after the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the heart of his companions. So the companions, they possess the best of hearts after the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from this ummah. Therefore, there is no doubt that the companions are the best of generations. And they are examples to be followed and to be imitated due to their faith due to their righteous actions, due to their impeccable character, due to their sacrifice, due to their struggle, and many other virtues. The believer is going to be tested in his life. A person may be testing me, lust and desire, or a person may be testing with doubt. The Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi and others, he was asked, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, أَيُّ النَّاسِ أَشَدُّ بَلَاءً, who are the people that will be tried and tested the most? The Prophet ﷺ, he said, Al-Anbiya, the Prophet, they will be tested the most. ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ, and then those who imitate them the most. And then those who imitate them the most. يُمْتَلَ الرَّجُلْ عَلَى حَسْبِ دِينِي, a person will be tested and tried according to their religion. So any test that we experience in life, if we fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, following the Qur'an and the Sunnah, and following the footsteps of the companions, we will be able to get over it. لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا, Allah does not burden us all with more than it can bear. Any trial in life, yes, we can get over it if we fear Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلُهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ, whoever fears Allah, Allah will provide for them a way out. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, يُبْتَلَ الرَّجُلَ عَلَى حَسْبِ دِينِي, a person will be tested and tried according to their religion. فَإِنْ كَانَ فِي دِينِهِ صُلْبًا بِشْتَدَّ بَلَاءً, if a person is strong in their religion, then the test, it will be more severe. وَإِنْ كَانَ فِي دِينِهِ رِقًا فُبْتُلِيَ عَلَى قَدْرِ دِينِهِ, and if a person has a weakness in their religion, then they will be tested according to their religion. فَمَا يَطْرَحُ الْبَلَاءَ بِالْعَقْلِ حَتَّى يَتْرُكُهُ يَمْشِي عَلَى الْأَرْضِ وَمَا عَلَيْهِ خَطِيئَةٌ, and the servant shall be tested continuously and tried until he is left walking the earth without any sin, if that servant was to fear Allah Azza wa Jalla as Allah deserves to be feared. I would like to talk briefly, because this lecture here is for the women. I would like to choose one of the female companions. I would like to take a brief look at the firmness and the resolution and the certainty of one of the female companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is Sumayya bin Khattab, the mother of Ammar. Sumayya bin Khattab, the mother of Ammar radiallahu anhu ajma'in, and this is a woman from the women of paradise. This is a woman from the women of paradise. This is a woman who remains firm and resolute. This is a woman who loves Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than anything else, even more than her own well-being. This was a woman that did not worry about this world, rather she worried about attaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla and eternal bliss in paradise in the Akhirah. As for us living in this time, then our tests and our trials do not compare to what we will hear as it relates to the tests and the trials that the companions experienced, and alhamdulillah they conquered, and they were able by the tawfiq of Allah Azza wa Jalla to get over and to get past. As it relates to Sumayya bin Khattab, Sumayya, the daughter of Khattab radiallahu anha, then Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, قَالَ كَانَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَظْهَرَ إِسْلَامُ سَبْعًا, the first to protest the Islam was seven. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
alayhi wa sallam, wa Abu Bakr, the second Abu Bakr, and Ammar, wa Ummuhu, and his mother, Sumayyah, wa Suhayl, wa Bilal, wa Miqdad. فَأَمَّا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه he said as for the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم فَمَنَعَهُ اللَّهُ بِعَمِّي أَبِي طَالِبٍ then Allah عز وجل تبارك وتعالى protected the messenger of Allah through his paternal uncle Abu Talib وَأَمَّا أَبُو بَكَرَ فَمَنَعَهُ بِقَوْمِهِ أَلْفَ أَبُو بَكَرَ فَمَنَعَهُ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمِهِ then Allah عز وجل protected Abu Bakr through his tribe, his people, his clan. وَأَمَّا سَائِرُهُمْ as for the rest of them, those who did not have any clan, those who did not have anyone to protect them. And this, no doubt, is something that we find in the world. That the tyrants, they would focus upon the weak. As for those, the rest of them, أَمَّا سَائِرُهُمْ فَأَخَذَهُمَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ وَأَلْبَسُوهُمْ أَدْرَاءَ الْحَدِيدِ وَسَهَرُوهُمْ فِي الشَّمْسِ The rest of them, the polytheists, would persecute them and torture them and make them wear armor made of metal and place them in the intense heat of the sun. To be burned by the sun, wal-iyadu billah. Imagine that. They did not differentiate between the young and the old, the male or the female. And Sumayyah bin Khubbab, radiallahu anha, the mother of Ammar, she was amongst them. Imagine that as a mother. Imagine that as a wife. That before you, your husband is being persecuted and tortured and being exposed to the baking heat of the sun. In armor made of metal. Imagine as a mother seeing your child being tortured and persecuted before you because of La ilaha illallah, because of the testimony of faith. None has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah, alone without any partner. And because they abandoned all forms of shirk, polytheism, and idol worship. Imagine that. But Sumayyah, radiallahu anha, Ammar, the mother of Ammar, she had certainty, yaqeen, certainty that allowed her to get over these trials and these tests. As Allah عز وجل said تبارك وتعالى إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا وجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله أولئك هم الصادقون The believers, those who are complete faith from the Sumayya رضي الله عنها هم عمار هم عمار The believers are those who believe in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and after that they have no doubt, they are not shaken. They are not shaken. They are firm, they are resolute regardless of what trial and test is placed in front of them because as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a person is only tested and trial according to the strength of their religion. The believers with complete faith, they are those who believe in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then they have no doubt. And they strive with their own selves, and they strive with their wealth in the cause of Allah, and they are the truthful. They are the truthful. Now, they are the truthful. They are the truthful in their speech. They are the truthful in their actions. They are the truthful in their intentions. They are the truthful. Sumayya radiallahu anha, Ammar, the mother of Ammar, this woman from the women of paradise, hadhihi al-mar'a min nisa'i al-jannah, from the women of Jannah, they come in the hadith, Hassan wa Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah, Shaykh al-Albani declares to be sound.
مر بهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he passed by Ammar, the son of Sumayyah bin Khattab, and the husband Yasir. And the three of them, they were being tortured by the Mushrikun, the Pharisees, the idol worshippers. Being tortured, why were they being tortured? They didn't commit any crime. They didn't do anything wrong. Their only sin was what? That they said, Allah is our Lord. ثم استقاموا, and then they were firm and they were upright upon that. Their only crime was that they abandoned the worship of the false deities, and they singled out Allah Azza wa Jal with all worship. Their only crime was that they believed in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they followed him and they adhered to his sunnah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he passed by the three of them, the mother, the child, and the father, and they were being tortured. You have the moon. So upon seeing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Sabran ala Yasir, be patient, O family of Yasir, who is the husband of Sumayyah bin Khattab, the father, Naam, the mother, and the son, being punished and tormented. فَإِنَّ مَوْحِدَكُمْ الْجَنَّةِ. As indeed, your promise is paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, offering these words at such a difficult time, but look at the certainty of this woman. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, صَبْرًا أَلَى يَاسِرْ بِي بَيْتًا O family of Yasir, فَإِنْدِيدْ your promise is paradise. She was patient, sabara, for the sake of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, desiring what is with Allah. Mujahid, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, concerning Sumayyah, he says, awwalu shaheed, the first martyr in Islam, was the mother of Ammar, meaning Sumayyah bin Khattab, radiallahu anha. طعنها أبو جهل, أبو جهل التيرن المرشد الكافر المشرك, that Pharisee, that tyrant. طعنها, he stabbed سمية رضي الله عنها with a spear in her private area. What a coward. And she was the first martyr in Islam. Look at this example. A woman who is more courageous than many men. Because she stood firm for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal in what she believed. And she understood that if she was patient, then this is the way to paradise. And in our time, as an individual, how many tests do we experience in life? And they are like easier than the tests that we just heard about, that Sumayyah radiallahu anha, Sumayyah bin Khattab experienced. And how many of us have the certainty, how many of us have the faith, how many of us have the courage to fear Allah Azza wa Jal and to remain firm so that we can truly get over it and please Allah Azza wa Jal tabaraka wa ta'ala in the process. How many of us? One of the trials and the tests in this time in social media with regards to Instagram and Facebook, how many people can even overcome the test and the trial of social media? Not exposing their sins, not using these forms to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. And other than that, things which in reality are simple for the one who Allah Azza wa Jal makes it easy for. As nothing is difficult, unless Allah Azza wa Jal makes it difficult. So when we read the life of this biography of this woman, let us take many benefits from it. And let us recognize and understand that life is a test. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. Allah created life and death to test you, to see who is best in action. We're going to be tested. Because Allah will make it known who is truthful. And Allah will make it known the is not truthful. If we say we believe in Allah, if we say we believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we say we believe in Islam, if we say we are pleased with Allah, if we say we are pleased with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our prophet, if we say that we are pleased with Islam as our religion, then yes, we should be firm upon it, and we should be willing to struggle and sacrifice in order to spread it, and we should be willing to suffer and sacrifice in order to remain firm upon it. Imitating the female companions, and specifically the one that we spoke about today, the woman from the women, one of the women of Paradise, Sumayya bin Khattab radiallahu anha. And I was surprised with that. And ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to benefit us all from what we have heard, and to allow us to imitate the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For indeed the latter part of this ummah, the latter part of this ummah will not be rectified, will not achieve success, will not prosper, will not gain certainty and victory, except with that which rectifies the first part of it. وَسُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُ وَبِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ.